So back in November 2019, I was asked to create an overview of our continuous delivery setup. And this was for the autonomous drive development at Volvo Cars, so quite a complex project. After a few hours in front of this massive whiteboard drawing boxes for everything, we had 72 components on the board. Quite a lot, but hey, quite a complex project. Some of these components were services like Garrett and Jenkins and Nexus. Some of them were configuration files, but 25 of these components were basically just glue code, just making things work together, translating information from one format to another, triggering actions in one system when another thing has happened, etc. And this is 1/3 of all the components, just glue code. I remember thinking that similar glue code is probably developed in other teams and in other departments and other organizations and other projects. So there has to be a better way. And it turns out there is.
Thank you, Eric. I really love that story. Indeed, we believe there is a better way. And that's what we're going to present today. So we'll talk about CD events, a project to provide a protocol and vocabulary for events and signaling in the continuous delivery area. But before we dive in, let's briefly introduce ourselves. So, hi, my name is Andrea Frittoli. I'm a software engineer at IBM. I serve as co-chair of the Events Special Interest Group at the Continuous Delivery Foundation, or CDF, and I'm one of the maintainers of the CD Events specification. I'm also a maintainer of Tecto.
And my name is Erik Stanersson. I work with continuous delivery in Dowile and focus mainly on high complexity projects like autonomous vehicles and mobile network backbones. I'm a member of the same event groups that Andrea co-chairs, and I'm also a maintainer of the CD event specification.
So today we are in the Folsom CI/CD dev room, and most of you are probably familiar to some degree with the concept of continuous delivery. Today, we'll focus on the events in the continuous delivery space and how we use them to solve glue code issues and more. We'll also introduce the CD events project specification and community. We have a few use cases lined up to present today, and we'd love to hear your story as well. Do you use multiple platforms in your CD setup? Which ones? Do they talk to each other and how? Use the link from the slides and in the chat to tell us your story. We'd love also for you to join one of our working groups and discuss your use cases and how you use events in your setup. But let's get started. Eric?
Thanks, Andrea. So first up, let's look into continuous delivery events as a concept. But just to make sure everyone is on the same page, we can quickly summarize what continuous delivery is all about. So the same way that continuous integration aims to continuously or frequently get your code built, tested, and merged to main, continuous delivery aims to get your project frequently ready to be released. And in its widest form, continuous delivery is really not just build and verification and deployment. It can go all the way from an initial idea, breaking it down, developing, building, verifying, deploying, getting measurements back from the deployed services, and using that to form the basis for the next idea. And it's really too much for any one system to solve. Instead, we frequently have to rely on integrating many projects together. And here is just a few examples of open source projects in the continuous delivery space. And many of these projects will at some point or another need to be integrated together